All right, first, shkoyach to the Baal Bas for opening his house and his shul so we could begin a new chassidus year. But the truth is, Cheshvan's a very good time to start a new limud in Torah. I guess in all Torah, maybe especially chassidus, but we'll see. I guess if you look at page number 1, the Shari Saschar, by the Munkach Rebbe, so he writes in Oz Dalet that Cheshvan is a zman that's very much mesugal for limud Torah. Now, I guess you can go through the entire calendar year and make that point. Certainly Chanukah coming up, works for Torah, Purim is Torah, Shavuos is Torah, Sukkot is Yaakov, which is Torah. You could basically, and it makes sense that we should be able to say such a thing. But he says there's something unique about Cheshvan. Okay, everyone, see where we are on page number 1, on the right-hand side, Os Dalet, bottom right-hand corner. Kasav b'sifrei Musar v'anhagos, l'harbos b'limud b'yoser b'chodesh hazeh. It's a zman that's mesugal for limud Torah. Ki hu chodesh hasamuch ha'alef b'shana. It's the month that comes after the beginning of the year. Achar yerach ha'itanav, after Tishrei, shayim merubah b'mitzos, v'ach shebechodesh hazeh ein lanu shiur rak ha'torah hazos. Right, paraphrasing the piyut. That what? That after zman where we have so many mitzvos and so many opportunities, yom tovim, so now, what are we left with? Right? We come into a dark period of Cheshvan, physically dark, spiritually dark. And what are we left with? We're left with our gemaras. We're left with our chesidus shasarim. Right? Ein lanu shiur rak ha'torah hazos. V'hu tchilas ha'choref, v'halilus kvar ruchim. It's already a time where the nights are getting longer. V'hu ha'is l'kvoa l'harbus b'shiurei Torah. It's a time to create new shiurim in Torah, like we're doing tonight. Adar shamar chazal, and chazal say in Erevin. Lo ibri leila el shinsa. Right, the night was created not the shina for sleeping, but for shinsa for learning. Ad kandvar. Ve'en lanu shum moed v'shum yom de'pagur b'chodesh. That we have nothing, mamish nothing, no holidays, no nothing festive. Rak limud Torah, hu yaru lanu b'chodesh zeh. That's all we have. Then he says a nice remez to this. Yesh lomer ramuz mar cheshvan im akola, mar cheshvan plus the kolel. When you add one gematria Torah, mar cheshvan is gematria Torah shitzarach. Right, why do you add one? So he explains. You know, sometimes we use the kol and we don't necessarily explain why we're doing it. He explains here, why do I need to add one? Shitzarech lichlol atzmo b'atorah b'chodesh hazeh. Because you need to include yourself with the Torah, to become one with the Torah in this month. Right? It's a gift that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The long nights are very much an opportunity for limud Torah. Okay, if you go out to Oz Hay, he takes it one step further. Yeah, of course.
But when it says lo yiri laila el l'shinsa, can you translate that word again?
Yeah, I think it means that night was not created except for learning, except for limud Torah.
I thought shinsa was sleep.
Shinsa is sleep? I think shinsa is like mishnah.
Like limud. I don't know the Gemara offhand, but I think there's a machlekes about what night was created for. If night was created for one month, it says the shinsa, and one month says the dirsa for learning.
Uh-huh. So I think,
why is he quoting that part?
Why is he quoting the shinsa? So yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he's probably saying it. Alright, we'll check that out.
Then, why he choose? Let's check it out right away.
Okay, good, fine.
He's saying
Marcheshvan is Gematria 610, plus 1 is Gematria Torah. He's saying the essence of Marcheshvan is Zman for Torah. But if he's using, right, Lishinsa, I think what I was saying, I think that's how he's using it.
You learned Shinsa, you learned that Shinsa means learning, like Mishnah.
It could be you're right, even in the Gemara, I'm saying, but there'd be no reason, I mean, that's all he quotes, and he says Ad Kan Dvar.
Right, so
it would be strange if.
Okay, so we'll check.
All right, so you check it out. Let us know. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. But I think that's what. Either way, that's what he's trying to say. He's saying the long nights are for learning. Right, why is he quoting this piece of?
He means it the other way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Tzarech iyun on that. But his point stays the same. That Marcheshvan is a zman for Torah. Okay, fine, good. Alright, let's just go on to Oz Hay. He takes one step further. V'yesh lomar od al pi divri harav ha-kadosh mi-rizhin. Z'chusso yagin aleinu. Right, the rizhin rabbi. The art site was at the beginning of this month. Ki marcheshvan milashon. Now, a lot of people bring down this idea. Right, that marcheshvan comes from, not marcheshvan being a bitter zman of cheshvan, but rather it's a lashon of rechushe. Right? Rechushe marachshin sefasa. There's a gemara in Chagig on Daf Gimel that says that there were certain Talmudim who were deaf, and as they would listen to the shir, they would follow along, they would move their lips. So this idea is brought down already from a lot of different tzaddikim. The Rishon is probably not the first one to say it. The Kashas or Magid, we'll see, says it. In the Ger Svar, and they bring it down from Simcha Bunim. But the idea of what of Mar Cheshvan being a hemshich of the tefillos from the Yom Noram, right? It's a lashon of rechushe merachshin sifase, that the lips are still murmuring achrei hatefila. Ah, so what? So therefore, what? So why does that make Mar Cheshvan a zman for Torah? So he says, just keep the parentheses for a second. V'hainu ramuz achrei hatefilos rabos shis palalnu mehayamim tovim v'hanoraim v'imei asukis b'chodesh tishrei shelefanav. We just finished a month full of tefila. Adayin rechushe merachshin sifase. Our lips are still murmuring b'chodesh hazeh. Right, in the month of Mar Cheshvan, Hasamach Achrov, v'hinei al pi Shulchan Aruch. So we know, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? What do you do after you're finished davening? Shulchan Aruch pasnis, she'achra tefila yikve es lilmud. So if you finish a zman of tefila, which is exactly what Tishrei is, and Mar Cheshvan we're still finishing up, we're mumbling our last tefilos, so to speak. Akin Mar Cheshvan, achra shirach shemarach shesifase, our lips are still murmuring tefilos, so it makes sense to go into a zman of Torah. Okay, I'll just show you one other idea that shows that Mar Cheshvan is mesugal for Liman Torah. If you go to page 12, let's jump to the last page for a second. We know that Mar Cheshvan in Tanakh has another name. Right, what's the name of Mar Cheshvan in Tanakh? In Lavi? And Mar Cheshvan is called Yerach Bul. Right, Yerach Bul. What's the significance of Yerach Bul? So if you look in the left-hand column of the Bnei Yisrael, Oz Dalid, go about 10 lines from the bottom, where he says, Al-Kain Nikra Emes. Right, so he talks about, we'll see how Mar Cheshvan has to do, it's very much an Indian of Geula, of Mashiach, and Bayis Shlishi. And Bayis Shlishi, as opposed to Bayis Rishon Hashem, which is connected Avram and Yitzchak, Bayis Shlishi is connected Yaakov, whose Midah is Emes, which is Tiferes, which is Torah. So then the Bnei Sasser says, the line that begins Vakav, about 10 lines up. Al-Kain Nikra Emes, right? Why is Yaakov Emes? Asvan Shabiyamin V'smol Bem Sabalef Beis, right? It's a Medrash. That what? That the word Emes is made up of the Aleph, which is the beginning of the Aleph Beis, the Tav, which is the end of the Aleph Beis, and the Mem, which is the middle of the Aleph Beis. He needs Lefizat Tavin. So he says, let's take it one step further. We're hoping for the third base to make this, as we'll discuss a little later, right? Which is Emes, which is Yaakov. Klal is Kol Hakavin Rosh Sof and Emsa. Yaakov being right, like the Zohar calls him, the Briach Hatichon, in the middle beam. Right, Avram is the Midas Hachesed, which is to the right. Yitzchak is Gvura to the left. Yaakov is the perfect blend in the middle. He's the balance. So it makes sense that this month should correspond to him. And then he says, "What? Alkei Nikra B'Chodesh is a Bull. Why is Cheshvan called Bull?" So he says, "Beautiful." He says, "Rosh HaTorah Beis. The first letter of the Torah is Beis." Right? Emtza Torah, the Gemara says in Kedushin, is the Vav de Gachon. So that's the middle of the Torah. Sof HaTorah Lamed. So you see the name of the month, which is Bul, represents, right, Kol HaTorah Kula. It's the Beis of the beginning of Bereishis. It's the Lamed of Le'enei Kol Yisrael. And it's the Vav de Gachon. Okay, so it's a good Zman. Right? It was a good time for us to start a new Limud together. And hopefully we'll continue to learn, not just in Cheshvan, certainly in the Kislev and beyond. Okay, let's go to page 2 for a second.
What's the Gachon?
The word Gachon in the Torah. The Gemara says that the Vav of Gachon is the middle of the Torah. Mm-hmm. Now, if we were to calculate that, we might not find the Torahs exactly like that. The Gemara also has different numbers about how many psukim are in the Torah. But that's the tradition from Chazal, so obviously we hold to it.
Do you know the
Pasuk
of Gachon?
I don't know the Pasuk.
It's part of and the Vav is Nick. It's a long Vav, the legs is
right.
Nick.
I don't know the whole Pasuk? I don't know. But that Vav is the middle, right? That Vav is the middle of the Torah. So Yerech Bul represents the beginning of the Torah, the end of the Torah. Right, Tzolei Chal Gachon, exactly. Okay, good. Let's go to page 2. Okay, we have here the Yismach Yisrael, the Rebbe Meir Alexander. And he quotes this idea that we mentioned about Mar Cheshvan being a time where our lips are still murmuring. And you know, people always say that Mar Cheshvan's it's Mar Cheshvan, it's very bitter. Right? That's not necessarily, first of all, it's not necessarily the true pshat, how Mar Cheshvan came about. And second of all, there are a lot of other pshat there. Mar Cheshvan's not necessarily such a bad month. Okay, we'll see. I think that the point of tonight's shir is that Mar Cheshvan, it's a different type of avoda. It's not as fun and as glamorous as Tishrei is, but it's a zman of tremendous avoda. It's a more restrained avoda. Okay, they say, for example, if Tzvi Meyer brings down Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg, for anyone who doesn't know, he's a big tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. So they say, Versichus is Chazkus. So he says, first of all, Mar Cheshvan is a month, it's the eighth month from the beginning of the year, it came from Nisan. So it's already, that already tells you it's a Lamalim and a Teva type of month. Right? Which means that, again, in Teva, we're not going to necessarily be so excited. On a deeper level, though, it's what to be very excited about. He actually says, quotes the Amshon of a Rebbe, not the present one, the Amshon of Rebbe Zatzal. He says, what's Mar Cheshvan? What's the Lashon of Mar Cheshvan? He says, it's like Amar Mar. Right? What does it mean when the Gemara says Amar Mar? It means we're going to go back to something we quoted earlier, right? Gufa or Amar Mar. We're returning to something we mentioned earlier. So he says, what's the whole of Avodah Mar Cheshvan? Tishrei, so it's so packed, it's almost like you don't have time to absorb it. Then you come to Mar Cheshvan, it's Bechinas Amar Mar, where we go back and we chazer over all these sodas that we hopefully, you know, tasted a little bit of Tishrei, and we try to internalize them. Okay, and that's this idea of Marach and Sifaseh. Our lips are still holding by Tishrei. We're not totally, it's not Tishrei's over and we walk away. Right? That we're still mumbling under our breath, you know, a little bit of a connection to Tishrei. Okay, so let's take a look at what the Yismach Yisrael says. Again, he quotes it from the Maggid of Kuznets, and he's probably historically the first one to say this word. Okay, you can see where it's boxed off. V'zemar cheshvan, kashakasov, and again, he shows us that, you know, at the very least, again, if it's not a whole chazara, if we're not back in Tishrei, reliving Tishrei, at the very least, it's a hemshech of Tishrei. And in some ways, it's a comfort that comes, you know, following all the tefillos of Tishrei. How so? So again, he quotes the Maggid of Kuznets. Our lips are still mumbling the tefillos. What do you mean? Why are we mumbling? Right? Marachshin is like a lashon of, you know, of really stuttering, mumbling. So why are we mumbling the tefillos? Hainu shemigoldo mariras nafsho. There is a certain mariras when we come out of the Yom Noram. Achay rosh shekvar avru hayam noram. The Yom Noram flew by. You know, every year you say, this year I'm really going to, you know, capture Simchas Torah. This year I'm really going to capture Sukkos. Right? This year I'm going to prepare myself for Rosh Hashanah Rabba and think about what Rosh Hashanah Rabba is really all about. And of course it flies by. We're never satisfied with our avoda. We have a feeling a little empty-handed. We haven't really experienced it fully. I haven't done complete tshuva. I still feel like I'm an outsider. How am I going to come again? How do I have the audacity to even approach Hashem when I know that I blew it again? How can I lift up my head? I have the chutzpah. Right? I don't know what to do. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. To approach kedusha, I just feel detached from it. To speak before the Creator of the universe, right? A lot of lashonos here. This over bekir bo hapachad miyam narav. So we have this tremendous pachad. Umigodol hapachad lo yuchal lepatzos espiv. We can't even begin to present a cogent argument to say anything intelligent. Rakat tefilos misrachshim b'sifasav. The what? The tefilos are falling out of our mouths. We come back to shul and cheshvan and we realize where we should be holding, where we actually are holding, and we can barely talk. Yet boteach b'ashem lokav. We have bitachon in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We go to chaste Hashem kilo samnu. We're confident that, you know what? Okay, so good. Tishrei wasn't what we promised it was going to be, but at least, you know what? I still, I'm trying. Yishol Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm trying. V'zeh ki b'chol levad batachnu. Right? Ki b'chol levad batachnu. We have bitachon in you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shebetchuni hu rak b'chol levad. She'ein sof ein cheker l'gdul asecha. So yeah, so we feel bitter, right? We feel a little bitter and we feel a little insignificant. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's okay, you know, you can mumble in front of me. I'm just remembering the story now. One time the Kedusha's Levi saw a guy that was you know, mumbling his tefillin. So the guy went, it was Kedusha's Levi, very uncharacteristic. Levi Yitzchak Berditch went over to the guy and he said, Nu, this is how you talk before Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, let me explain. He says, when a baby, right, makes silly little noises and the parent knows what the baby's saying, You'll accept that that's, you know, that's true, right? That the baby can just mumble little noise. The parents, oh, you're thirsty. Oh, you need me to change your diaper. And the parent knows. So he says the same thing with us in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Sometimes you mumble your tefillos, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu's, you know, if you really believe the Kaddish Baruch Hu is your Father in heaven, so then he'll be able to understand. I believe Yitzchak was makabel. He said, it's "You're saying good. It's a good part." And he used to say it over. Right? It was uncharacteristic of Rabbi Yitzchak to give, you know, to not be done like chas, I guess, lechad chila. But if we really believe the Kaddish Baruch Hu is our Av. And if we really built, you know, taken anything out of the Yom Noram, so I guess we're able to, you know, to have the courage to mumble our tefillos. Okay, what's the Ikar Avodah of Av? Let's turn to page 3. And what are we really working on here? So it's brought down in the Imre Eish. Imre Eish is the Majlis Rebbe. And he quotes, see at the bottom of the page, from Rav Mendel of Rimanov. Mufursam b'shem harav kadosh Rav Mendel mi Rimanov zatzal. Techodesh cheshvan segula la'ashiras. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem. Said earlier this evening, hopefully I'll win the lottery soon. I'll be able to retire and sit and learn all day. It'll be great. Right? Not that I don't enjoy teaching. But, right, a little extra money never hurt anyone. Maybe. So, Mar Cheshvan is mesugal for Ashiras, for getting rich. What does that mean? What's the proof, first of all, and what does it mean? So he says, I'll tell you a proof. I'll tell you a proof. Like we mentioned. Okay, what does bull mean? Perish Rashi Bava Basra. Right, what does the Gemara say? The pruzbul, who shame murkav mishemos haksiva pruz, lashon takana, and buli elo ashirim. Right, the word pruzbul is a combination of two words. Pruz meaning what? Pruz meaning lashon takana. And buli for the rich people. It's a takana for the rich people. That's what a pruzbul does. Right? Buti elo aniyim. Right, the buli and the buti. Buli are the rich people, buti are the poor people. Vuhu takana la'aniyim ulashirim. Mikan shechodesh bull. So from the chodesh of bull, bull is Rambis on a shiras. That's what Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov says. Okay, what's the pshat? Now what can we take from this? So I think the pshat is before we, you know, the only way we can understand the shiras, we have to get out of our Gaiish American ways of thinking about a shiras and look at how did Chazal define a shiras? Right? Ezu ashir samech bechelko. I think that's the avod of shat of cheshvan, right? That you come out of Tishrei, you look at it on the surface, it's a very rich month. It's full of opportunities, it's full of mitzvos, it's rich. Cheshvan's empty, it's mar, it's bitter, it's cold, right? It's spiritually cold, it's physically cold. There's nothing here. The avodah of cheshvan is what? Izu asher sameach b'chalko. To realize that, you know what? My chelik right now is not as bad as I think. Right? I mean, they bring down, I don't know who said it first, different people bring it down, that asher is asher tevos, einayim shinayim yadayim raglayim. Right? We're all very rich. Everyone in this room has two legs, everyone here has two eyes, Baruch Hashem. Okay, many of us have glasses, but Baruch Hashem, we can all see. Right? So we're a lot richer than we think. Sameach b'chalko means that I'm satisfied with what I have. Right? And that's the avodah of Cheshvan. To realize, if you look, you know, go back to page one for a second, the tziruf, the Shem Hashem, for the month of Cheshvan, is in a pasuk in Devarim Chav Vav, I believe. We just look at the very first thing, the Shari Sasker quotes. Right? Tziruf Shem Nechpad. Everyone understands what that means? Every month has a Shem Hashem that's associated with that month. Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, Yud Kevav Ke, can be written in 12 different ways. One for each month. So the month of Cheshvan is Vav Hei Hei Yud. That's the arrangement of Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. If a person is on such a madrega, you're supposed to be mechavin that name when you say Hashem's name every time you pronounce it throughout the month. Okay, where is it Merumah? What pasuk is it in? Vidvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem. It's actually two pasukim. Vidvash is the end of one pasuk, right? But Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha is the beginning of the next pasuk. So those Rashi tables spell out Vav Hey Hey Yud. What does Rashi say on that Hayom? Right? On that Hayom. That Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha, that day Hashem is commanding you, Rashi says, like he says elsewhere in Chumash also, that Hayom means what? I'm supposed to approach every tzivoy as if it was just commanded right now. Right? If another Rashi is similar to that. That as if Kodesh Baruch Hu is commanding me right now. So you might want to take the attitude, I'm going to compare my Avodas Hashem and Cheshvan to Tishrei and say it's Shvach, it's not fun, it's not that exciting. Right? No, Hayom. Right? Live in the moment. Do the Tzivoy as it's commanded you right now. It's not your job to make Cheshbonos and decide. Shevet Dan, got kicked out of the Anani HaKavod. Right? And yet Shevet Dan was still selected to be to be one of the flags. Right? Chiddush Hashem says, you're not supposed to make cheshbonos. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Dan says, we're not. Who are we? Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're a lot greater than you think you are. So we make cheshbonos. Tishrei is better than Cheshvan. Tishrei is greater than Cheshvan's Mar. Right? Don't make cheshbonos. It's a month of Ashiras. Right? Being Sameach Bechelko. There's what to enjoy. And there's no question, we're a little bit down after the Yom Noram. That's normal. But that's the Avodah. If you turn to Rav Tzadok on page 4, Rav Tzadok says, what's the whole Avodah? Every month has its Avodah. You come out of Tishrei. Tishrei is supposed to be, yeah, it's Kesar, right? Kesar Yinu Lecha. Give the crown to yourself a little bit, right? You come out of, you feel like a melech. You feel like you're the king of the world. And then you come to Cheshvan, and all of a sudden, you're looking for a Hisorus. You got nothing. So Rav Tzadok says very clearly, take a look. Just those last few lines on page 4. V'nei lechol chodesh ish inyan miyuchad lasu. Right? Every month has its avoda. V'chodesh mar cheshvan ha'isik l'ischazik la'achel l'kum mehanafila. There's no question you're going to come crashing down, says Rav Tzadok, after, right? The os of cheshvan we'll see is the letter nun. There's no nun in Asher because nun is Rav's on the fila. So the Gemara says, brachos daf dalet. So there's no question you're going to come crashing down after the Yom Noram. But the goal is, okay, so what? So I just fall into a deep depression? into the little light of Hanukkah. You know, my brother was telling me last year, there's something called phototherapy, or light therapy, something like that, where a person, you know, uses light. He says that's, my brother wanted to say, that's what the, you know, the name is Hanukkah. That's our light therapy. That it there's like a real clinical depression that
seasonal,
people get.
Seasonal,
right. What's it called? Sad?
Yeah.
Right? Seasonal, what is it? Affective disorder? Depression disorder? People get sad. Right? So you have light. You put them in rooms. It looks like you feel like you're in Florida, and all of a sudden you're in great spirits. So that's, they don't say that's what Chanukah is. But you don't have to wait for Chanukah. The avod of Cheshvan is that a person is misamech b'chalko, and he starts to pick himself up from the nefila. Right? Again, it's not the ahava, it's not the pure, you know, love and fun. It's a zman of yira, it's a zman of sur meira, we'll see. They say a maisa with Rav Zusha, and I forget, maybe you'll marry, I wanted to call you today to try to verify this maisa. I couldn't remember where it is. If anyone remembers where it's brought down, you'll let me know. But they say a maisa that one time, sort of chassid came to his rebbe, he was complaining, he has such so many yisurim, his difficult life, he's poor, right? Not a pashut life. So he says, go to Rav Zusha, right? Go to the Rebbe Rav Zusha, and you know, he'll be mechazek you, and what it means to be sameach b'chalko. So he comes to Rav Zusha, and he walks in. Rav Zusha, mamish, you know, he lived in a little hut, he had nothing, mamish nothing. So he walks in, and he says, my Rebbe sent me to speak to you, to ask you, how do you survive with so many yisurim, such a difficult life? He says, why did he send you to me? He says, it's great, my life's great. He said, look at this place. You know, it's great. I have everything I need. I couldn't even fathom. Why would the Rebbe send him to Rav Zusha? And then he chopped. Oh, okay, this is a person. It's Misamech B'chalko. So that's the avod of Cheshvan. To really be Misamech, you know, B'chalkenu. And to realize, again, if it's not the nicest portion in the world, you know, when a person gets something from the king, if the king gave you, you know, a junky little trinket, so you would say, it's still very chashev to you, and you'd put it in your display case. And your friend would come over and he'd say, why do you have this $2, you know, little trinket in your display case? Because it's from the king. If it's from the king, it takes out a whole new perspective. And that's what the Radomsky Rebbe says on page 5. Photocopied it, I didn't have a Tiferes Shlomo with me, but I remember seeing that this part was in the Mayan Shel Torah and Parshas Kisavo. The Radomsky Rebbe says, that's the pshat, the Tiferes Shlomo says, that's the pshat on the pasuk that in Parshas Kisavo, l'fichach amar kasuv, v'samachta b'chol hatov. Be happy with all the good. Maybe you'll say it's not good enough, right? Cheshvan is not good enough. Lo rak mishum shu tov, but the simcha is not just from the fact that it's objectively good. What's the end of the pasuk? El biker asher nasal lecha Hashem lokecha. You know why it's good? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to you. If Hashem gives you a cheshvan, a month that's not so fun. You know what? It's still from Hashem. It's a little dinky compared to Tishrei. Okay, it's Hashem nasan lecha Hashem lokecha. Mishum shaHashem yisbarachu anosin. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you, there's what to rejoice in. And then I think the Avne Ezel in those next few lines, I think the author of Mayan Shel Torah, this is his own sefer, Avne Ezel. And he says, that's the pshat also what we say when we say Samchinu Bishua Secha. Again, what's the simcha? The simcha is not in the Yeshua. The simcha is in Samchinu Bishua Secha, the fact that it's from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We don't just want a Yeshua, we want a Yeshua that will be recognizable that it's from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have Yeshuas all the time, but we don't recognize them. The real Iker Simcha is when it becomes a Samchinu Bishua Secha. Okay, beautiful. Alright, let's jump ahead. We'll skip source 6. You can save it for your own enjoyment. Okay, it's the Magen David from Tolna. It's the Tolna Rebbe. Let's go to the Shem Yishmuel on page 7. The Chedushei Arim writes, I meant to bring it along, Chedushei Arim writes that the inyan of the hand of on the head of Ephraim and the hand on the head of Menashe are two different Bechinos in Avodas Hashem. Okay, it doesn't explain at all what that means. This Shem Yishmuel explains what that means. This Shem Yishmuel, Parshas Bereishis, from our Cheshvan, explains what's the inyan, what's the idea of the hand on the head of Ephraim, the hand on the head of Menashe. What's the Alpi Avodah, what does that mean? So the Shem Yishmuel explains exactly what the difference between Mar Cheshvan and Tishrei is. Right? Tishrei, again, he's going to say, is Asei Tov. It's all the good, it's all the fun. It's all the excitement in Avodas Hashem. Then you come to a month like Mar Cheshvan, and all of a sudden it's a very, very different type of Avodah. And in many ways, it's a more real Avodah. Right? I mean, compare Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios. Luchos Rishonos was a lot of fun, but it doesn't last. If a person can't get to the Madrega of Luchos Shnios, that Zman of working hard and being Mekabel in a deep way, you know, taking that excitement, that initial hisoros, and building something with it, so then it's you know, come out worthless. So he says as follows: Hinei, l'fiseder hadegalim hachodesh hazeh miyuchas l'menashe. If you look according, right, every month has a corresponding shevet. The shevet of Menashe corresponds to Mar Cheshvan. Right, the essence of Menashe and Ephraim, heim besor mirava ase tov. So which is which? So Ephraim is a little easier to understand than Menashe, but let's see. He says, Menashe is milashon nashni alokim es kol amali. Right, Yosef says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped me to forget all of my hardships. He says, that's sor mira. Right? Nothing good necessarily happening for me, but at least the bad has disappeared. My troubles are gone. Okay, that's Menashe. Ve'Ephraim milashon ki Ephrani Elokim ve'eretzoni hu ba'asei tov. Ephraim is lashon of puravu, expansion, right? Things are moving in the right direction. Things are happening. Asei tov. Ve'lachein rotze Yosef shiyisbarach Menashe mikodem kifi seder kosef sur meirav ve'asei tov. So Yosef set up the hands on the heads of Ephraim and Menashe, that what? It would make sense that what? The way that we function, sur meirav ve'asei tov, Menashe before Ephraim. Comes along Yaakov Avinu and he's mechadish a new hanhaga nevodas Hashem. Ach Yaakov Avinu alav Hashalom chidish derech acher bavoda. Lahaschel ba'asei tov mikodem. Right, this is, it's interesting, I was learning a lot of Chidush Erim this week. And Chidush Erim has a bunch of places where he talks about Sur Meirah before Asei Tov. But I don't know, I always thought that by Ger, right, I thought the famous idea from the Chidush Erim is that we dafka, right, he always says, you're not supposed to start with Sur Meirah because it's like, you know, dragging yourself through the mud, you're going to get dirty again. Right? I thought Ger was very big on this Asei Tov. But the Shem Yishmuel, that's what he's saying here. He's saying, Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, no, there's a time maybe for Sur Meirah Asei Tov, but Yaakov saw in his vision that in many ways we have to start with Asei Tov. We have to start with the positive, and Memela will have Sur Meirah. Yeah, again, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, Chidesh Derech Acher Ba'avoda, Lahasch Ba'Asei Tov Mikodem, Umemela Nakel Yeh L'Sur Meirah. When you start with the positive, when you get yourself doing good things, automatically you'll remove yourself from bad things. To correct all of my problems before I start doing anything active, positive, is a very difficult avoda. Oh, so therefore, if you look, right, if you match up the months with their Shvatim, Tishrei and Cheshvan correspond to who? Ephraim and Menashe, in that order. Which is what? Which is Ephraim, the Asei Tov, Ephrani, right, expansion. And then Menashe, Sur Meirah. So Mar Cheshvan, you see, the Avodah Mar Cheshvan is Sur Meirah, like we've been saying. HaChadosh Me'il, Shem Tishrei Mar Cheshvan, HaMisiyachsim L'Ephraim Menashe, Tishrei Hu Ba'Asei Tov. Tishrei is full of Asei Tov. V'alkein Yeshva Harbe Mitzvot, Shofar, Yom Kippurim, Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nisach HaMayim. And then you come to Mar Cheshvan, all of a sudden, it's what? It's Sur Meirah. It's Sur Meirah. V'alkein Mazlo Akrav. Okay, we have a concept that every, we'll see in the B'nai Yisachar, all these pieces will really come together when we get to B'nai Yisachar. But every month has a mazel, has a horoscope, an astrological sign. Right? The sign for the month of Mar Cheshvan is the Akrav, is the scorpion. What's the pshat of the Akrav? So if you continue in the Shem Yishmu on page 8, he says, what's the pshat? He says, really, the holy name of Zelos is not really, right? Ain't mazel Yisrael. Jewish people, okay, we see some sources in Chazal say we have a mazel, other sources say we don't have a mazel. What does it mean? It means we have a mazel, but we don't have a mazel. Meaning that we have the ability to take that mazel and to bring it to Lamala Minatav. To take something, a mazel means that you're bound by a natural order, by the stars. Right? To take a mazel and to elevate it is what Klal Yisrael are able to do. So what's the meaning of the Akrav? Right, so Sfasemis has this, you saw it in a bunch of places also. Akrav is Merames on Krius. See the word kar in the Akrav. And he explains as follows. V'li yesh lahosif al advar. He quotes his father that the Indian of the mazalos is that we take the mazalos and even make them bigger. Shelo dai she'inam nimshachim lahoras ha-mazal. It's not that we have a mazal and we break the mazal. Ela she'im agbim horas ha-mazal l'sharsho l'shamish bo b'kodesh. We take the mazal and we elevate it to new heights. So therefore what? Ulamashal Chodesh Mar Cheshvan Shan Midabrimbo Mazlo Akrav. So we're talking about Mar Cheshvan, whose mazel is the scorpion, the Akrav, via Duash Akrav, who Krirus. The Akrav is rooted in what? In Krirus, in coldness. So is coldness a good thing or a bad thing? So the mazel of coldness is what? Is that I'm lazy, is that I'm not passionate in my avodas Hashem. Right? Hanishativo Moshech Lis Atul Yeshem Bata. That's Krirus, the Akrav. I want to take it easy. Right? I want to sleep late because it's dark when I wake up, it's dark when I get out of work, it's the whole day is dark. I don't even want to face the day. V'chol ma'ashe yase yase b'kriyus ruach. We start to act, right? The zman is it's ma'orer us in a negative way to just be lazy. V'lo b'ruach cham v'yislavus. And we're not acting with the same passion that we had in Tishrei. V'yisrael m'shtamp shemidahu ahi atzma l'sor meirah. But what happens when we take that midah and now we start to use it in a positive way? How can I use kriyas in a positive way? So that's the need of sor mera, right? To calm down my yitzharas, to be cold in my you know taiva, to be cold in my kinah, to be cold in my pursuit of kavod. To be lazy about doing bad things. Even the necessary things that a person needs to do. Don't be so excited about your dinner, right? Don't be so excited about your new car, right? That's the Indian of Sormira, and that's the Indian of Mar Cheshvan. And if you have to pick one area of Avodas Hashem that requires more kriyas than anything else, right? Obviously, it's not a topic that you like to speak about publicly. It's a sensitive topic, but it's definitely Kedushas Bris. Right, Kedushas and Bris, there's no question, it's an area that requires tremendous sur meira, tremendous self-control. And that's why I was thinking just today, why is it that throughout Mar Cheshvan we read parshas that are all have some connection to Kedushas and Bris? Parshas Bereishis, right? The first mikvah, Pur Revu. Parshas Noach, the Chir of Doramaga was what? Was Shichva Zerah Levatala, was Hashchasa, was not using the Bris properly. Right, comes to Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram gets his bris milah. These are all parshas of Kedushas and Bris, because that's the ikar avod of Mar Cheshvan, to work on the sur meira, to get ourselves out of the dirt. I saw the skull your Rebbe brings down in the Sefer. He says if it's a month where our lips are still speaking Torah, or are still murmuring tefillos, right? So he says a person has to be careful when they're speaking tefillah to not be in a makom metunaf, to not be in a dirty place. So that's the whole avodah of Mar Cheshvan, that we're still, if the Torah is still on our lips, if the words of tefillah are still on our lips, so we have to be extra careful to be shomer ourselves from being in a makom metunaf, to being in a dirty place. Again, I think if you take it one step further, I think I can bring you a very clear raya that this is really the ikar avodah of the akrav, that the kriyas is supposed to be used to elevate our levels of kedusha, specifically in kedushas habris. Because if you look in the Medrash Tanhuma, on page 8b, why 8b? Because I forgot to put it in and then I remembered, so I put it in. This is an amazing medrash. I remember the first time I saw this medrash, I couldn't imagine that such a medrash existed. Look at this. Avraham Avinu is told, right, he's talich lafanei ve'yeitamim. Bris milah. He didn't know what to do. Hayoshev Avram, right, see where it's boxed off. V'tamei ahechimo. How do you do bris milah? He didn't know what that meant. She God wants to make a covenant with you. What do you do? Kevan shamar lo kadosh baruch hu v'edna brisi b'ni u'v'necha. Maksiv Avram v'yipal Avram apano. Avram doesn't know what to do. So he falls on his face. What does a Jew do when he doesn't know what to do? Right? What does Moshe do? What does Aaron do? What does everyone do? What does Yeshua do? You fall on your face. You don't know what to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu la'oso makom va'akotso akro v'nimtsum mahol. He falls on his face. A scorpion comes along, bites off his arla, and nimtsum mahol. All of a sudden, he's mahol. Right? Now, again, is this the Pashup Shah? Is this Lamaisa? Is this what happened? Is this the historical reality of what happened to Avram? That his bris milah was in the form of a scorpion biting off his arla? There are a lot of halachic shamas you could ask on this. Right? But just you know, in Drush, is this real? I think if you want to interpret it, you know, al derech remez, and not in Pashup Shah, this is exactly the idea, right? Why is it the akrav that's connected the milah? Because again, that's the avod of kriyas, that a person should be able to cool his taivas in an area that's very difficult for one to control the Yetzirah. Okay? Alright, now just to get to one, I guess, final inyan. Just to get to one final inyan. So again, what's the bottom line here? Right? What's the bottom line? We're going to go a few minutes over because we started a few minutes late. If anyone has to go, you can go. I'm going to talk about Nachash. No, so that's for Rai Roberts, right? He likes to talk about Nachash and Akav.
He talks about Nachash,
because
Nachash is the
Chamimus. Nachash is Chamimus, exactly.
The warmth. The
exactly. And the Akrav is the coldness. Yeah. Exactly. And we're Kan, they are, right. The Sitch Akrav.
Aborik,
right. Nachash and Akrav.
The rake is Kar.
The rake is Kar.
And the rake is Shin.
And the rake is Shin.
The Galatia rake is Shin, Aish.
So it has,
In fact, later on, when he repeats it, that tells you what a
bore
is.
This is
he's telling what
rake
is.
What do you
think about
it? Okay, giving us homework. Good. So Mar Cheshvan is again. It's just not a fun avodah. That's the bottom line. Is it the most fun month? No. Right. Well, we'll get back to fun when we get to Kislev. You know, they talk about this, Rabbi Akiva Tatz talks about it in his book Living Inspired, which is all based on the Torahs of Moshe Shapiro, that life operates in cycles of three. that you have that initial Hisoros. That's Tishrei. It's all fun and games. Then you go into the Zman, right? Stage 2, where you have to work hard. Where you have to be koned out of Oda. When you do that, then you get to stage 3. You get back to the Madrega of, you know, the good time again. That's, you know, lighting the menorah. But again, at that point, you've really acquired it. Tishrei is a pure gift. It's pure chesed. And when you get to Kislev already, now we've earned it a little bit. Okay, so that's the avodah. And again, it's just about us realizing that it's a different type of avodah and being, you know, prepared to take on that avodah. Right, the Beis Yaakov, the Ishbitzer, on page 9, tells us that, and this is really an introduction to the final point, which is the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, we'll see, is going to talk about how the month of Mar Cheshvan is the Zman when the third bias is going to come. It's very much besugal for the coming of Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, right, the whole concept of Mashiach or anything related to Olam Haba, you know, we know this world is an Amud Shikra. It's a very upside down world. Right, I'm sure everyone knows the story of the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nun. Right, Rabbi Shuv and Levi have a little story here. Kihadu Rav Yosef Bered Rabbi Shuv and Levi. Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbi Shuv and Levi, Chalash, he got sick. Visnagid, he died and he came back. Kihadu Amar Le Abua, my chazis, what do you see? The Olam Emes, what do you see up there? Amalei, Olam Hafachris, I see an upside down world. Elyonam Lamata, Tachtonam Lamala. Right? In this world, the guys who look like Pashto nobodies, right? Those are the big tzaddikim sometimes. They sit and learn all day. They're not famous, they're not in magazines, they're not in newspapers. But those are the people who are going to get some. That's the Pashup shot in the Gemara. So we live in an upside down world. So the Beis Yaakov says, the whole Indian of Mar Cheshvan is Meravis on this upside down world. Okay, this comes from the Beis Yaakov al Torah. There's a volume called Sefer HaZmanim. And in the back over there, he has this idea. Okay, quotes from his father. He says, "Binyan habayis nigmar b'mar cheshvan." V'tchilas habinyan hayabiyar. The amazing vart. We just do this vart the whole night; it would be enough, right? He says the chasima, the completion of the building, was in Mar Cheshvan. On page 9. Binyan habayis nigmar b'mar cheshvan. The bayis was completed in Mar Cheshvan. V'tchilas habinyan hayabiyar, and the beginning of the building, look at the pesukim in Malachim, was in Iyar. Why? How do we look at Iyar? Iyar is a beautiful month, spring, everything's nice, the fruits are growing, the trees are in full bloom. How do we see Mar Cheshvan? We see Mar Cheshvan, Ha'olam Noshrim, that the leaves are falling off.
Nashani.
Right?
Same reason. Nashani, how do you
catch me Nasha? Nasha is to forget.
Yeah, is it
full? Is really a ton? No. Okay, maybe. I'm not
let,
sure.
To
let go of that which you had. Okay, yeah.
Right.
So, Mar Cheshvan, the leaves start to fall. Aval mitzad Hashem Yisbarach, Yesodos Yischazkim B'zeh HaChodesh. Right? See, we see the world backwards. We see Iyar as what? Right? Well, the Iyar was the beginning of the bayis. That's nothing. The completion of the bayis, the Cheshvan's the Iker thing. In our world, it's backwards. We see Iyar as so chashuv. The trees are in full bloom. And we see Cheshvan as cold and dark. He says, no, look at it from Hashem's world. The world's getting stronger in Cheshvan. There's so much potential. When it comes to the real perspective, when you see the Beis HaMikdash perspective, how do you see things? Right? Iyar is just the beginning. That's just the start. Okay? So you see that when you have a heavenly perspective, when you understand Mar Cheshvan from a Torah perspective, right? Certainly from the Svarma Kedoshim, you see that Mar Cheshvan is not to be viewed as the end of a process where everything's just dying off. That's really the beginning of the process. And the Svarma say the whole Geula comes, just like a seed has to rot before it can regenerate itself. So that's what Mar Cheshvan is. It's a time of rebirth. And that's what makes it the Zman of the Mikdash. So let's just take this idea of the Mikdash and just learn this final piece from the Bnei Yisrael. Okay, the Bnei Yisrael has an amazing mimer. It's a little bit long. We're not going to do the whole thing. We'll point out a couple pieces and we'll end with this. Okay, let's start from on page 10. Let's start from Oz Beis. Okay, the Bnei Yisrael always, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Melech of Dinov, he always starts off by spelling out the Yisrael, and the whole Sefer is based on the months. And he starts by spelling out some of the key components of the month, and then he ties them all together in a very, amazing way. So he quotes always, he starts with the Sefer Yetzirah. The Sefer Yetzirah tells us, Himlech os nun bereach, the letter nun is the letter of the month of Cheshvan. It was attached to reach, was attached to the action or the sense of the month is smell. Vekesh elo kesser v'sarfen zeh b'zeh, v'tzar bo akrav ba'olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu attached the scorpion as the mazel. Mar Cheshvan b'shana, Mar Cheshvan is the month. V'dakin v'nefesh zachar nekeva, and the small intestine. So the letter nun, right? It's always like the best part when you try to figure out where on earth is he going to go with this. You have the letter nun, you have the scorpion, you have the month of Mar Cheshvan, and you have the small intestine. And somehow the Bnei Yisrael is going to put all these together. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph. V'nei ayin mashikasavti le'el. He says, I explain this. What I'm going to tell you now, more at length in Chodesh Tishrei, because I'll give you at least the Rashi Prakim right here. And it's all based on four questions on one pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Lifnei Ephraim u'binyamin u'minasha ora eskibur asecha u'lechal Yishua salanu. Okay, where is that? That's in the Mizmor of the Bnei Korach. Right? Before Ephraim, Binyamin, and Menasha, arouse your strength, and that should be a salvation for us. So he has four very simple questions on here, and they should all jump out at us. First of all, what's with the order? Ephraim, Binyamin, and Menasha? That's a very strange order. Right? Dine Kasha, Aleph. Ma'wa Nirtza Shabachu B'nai Korach B'tilasam Hanach Shlosha Shvatim Daika. First of all, why did the B'nai Korach specifically mention these three Shvatim as the key to their salvation? Why not Reuven, Shimon, Levi? Why not Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun? Second of all, Bez. Ma'u Kavanasam La'oras HaGvuros Lefnei Shvatim. If I'm in trouble, if I'm the Bnei Korach, and I'm in trouble, and I want to be saved, I'm not going to ask for his Oris of Gevurah, I'm going to ask for his Oris of Rachman. I'm going to ask for Chesed. I'm not going to say, arouse your strength, arouse your might. Halo Yosef Tov L'Ora Chesedim. Okay, question three. Ma'u Shesayimu L'chal Yeshua Salanu, Ech Tlu Yeshua Samahanachim Shvatim. How do they see these three Shvatim specifically as the Yeshua Lanu? Okay, similar to question number one. And the fourth question is Kiras Gimel Shvatim Alalu Shalokaseidu Toldosam Lokaseidu Adigalim. What's the order of these Shvatim? It's not in order of their age. It's not in order of the way that they camped. So he says you need to understand a little background. Because Avno Apiyak Dama Yadu of a Medrash. The Medrash tells us HaMishkan Sha'asa Moshe Hine Nishal Mekislev. Nishal Mekislev. The Mishkan that Moshe built was completed in Kislev. V'tziva Hashem Yisparach Lahamtin Bechinucho Anisan. Hashem said, I don't want to inaugurate the Mishkan until Nisan, the month where Yitzchak was born. Vaya Kislev Mizbayish, Kislev felt bad. Right? The Medrash Pesikta. Kislev felt bad. Hashem promised, I'm going to pay you back when. V'shileim Hashem Yisparach Schar Bechinuch Vayasheni Bezmanach Hashmonayim. V'hu Lidor Simei Chanukah. So Kislev got robbed by the Mishkan. It got paid back when? During Vayasheni. Because the Ikr Chinuch of Vayasheni was when? After the Chanukah story. Okay? Good. Skip the parentheses. Let's keep going. Top of the next column. Vine Bayis Rishon, line 2. End of line 2. Vine Bayis Rishon, Shabana Shlomo. The first Beis HaMikdash we said was completed when? In Mar Cheshvan. Right? Mavur because like the pasuk says, Yerach Bul. Okay? Which is Mar Cheshvan. Vine, Apirucha Kodesh, Shlomo decided to push off the Chinuch HaBayis until when? Ad Yerach HaItanim Tishrei. So in Bayis Rishon, Mar Cheshvan was supposed to be the month of the Chinuch HaBayis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed it off to Tishrei. By Mar Cheshvan is Bayis. Mar Cheshvan felt bad. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to pay you back when? By a shlishi. I'm going to pay you back by a shlishi. Okay? Ah. So those are that's the background. Okay? So again, the Mishkan was supposed to be in... When was it? The Mishkan was supposed to be in Kislev. It got moved. Kislev got paid back in by a sheni. By a Rishon was supposed to be in Cheshvan. It got moved. It will get paid back in by a shlishi. Okay? It's a measure. Mefurish measures. That by a shlishi will have its inauguration in the month of Cheshvan. Okay, how does this help us to start resolving some of our questions and understand the essence of Mar Cheshvan? So he says, okay, now you start to understand why these three Shvatim were chosen. Go to the next paragraph. V'nei eilu ha-gimel chadashim al-pi seder ha-degalim el-ha-shvatim halohi misyachsim tishrei le-ephraim Mar Cheshvan le-menashe kislev le-binyamin. Okay, what's the significance of that, of the fact that these three Shvatim happen to correspond to Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev, which happened to be the 3 months that represent the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. Hine timsu lefize achinach kol ha-gimel batim heim b'chadashim misyachsim lebanei shel Rachel. So you see that each of the three Batei Mikdash was inaugurated in a month that corresponds to one of the children of Rachel. Why? Because Rachel is called the Akteres HaBayis. Right? Okay, her children are going to be associated with the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, good. Let's keep going. Next paragraph. Yatzalanami calls that Chinuch HaBayis HaMakuva B'Meher B'Yameinu. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be inaugurated in this month, in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. But time Rabba Ispe. Is it today? I think tomorrow. Yeah, Rachel, right. Rachel Meir's Yartzeh is coming up. Yeah. Okay, very fitting. So he quotes from who? He quotes from Menachem Mendel of Rimanov. He says, why does it make sense that by Shlishi, right, the restoration of Malchus Beis David should be Dach in Cheshvan? He says, we see, he quotes from Menachem Mendel of Rimanov, he says, without Jewish history, we always have bad gezeros against the Jewish people, monetary gezeros and all sorts of other gezeros. They all start in Cheshvan. Why in Cheshvan? Cheshvan was the month that what? That Malchus Beis David was overthrown. When Yerovam came to power and he created Yerach Bul, and he made his own fake holiday, right, the 15th of Mar Cheshvan, as opposed to the 15th of Tishrei, right, that was when David the Melech was overthrown. And because of that, because we threw off our king, right, so we subjugate ourselves to the Gaulis, and because of that, we find many difficult gezeros against the Jews from various kings, whether it's monetary, whether it's army, you know, being taken into the army. All those things take place in Cheshvan. So he says, it makes sense. So when is Malchus Beis David going to be restored finally? It makes sense that that should also be in Cheshvan. Okay, good. All right, let's just go to page 11 now. Okay, let's continue in the Bnei Yisrael. And now we can finally get to our final answer. Okay, let's pick up in the third paragraph, Va'od. Okay, I'll tell you a little bit of it outside. What was the machlokus of Korach? What was Korach's complaint? Korach held that as a Levi, he's more chashuv than a Kohen. Why does he hold that he's more chashuv than a Kohen? So let's see. Va'od akdim l'cha yedua machlokus Korach haya, dinei Kohen hu b'chinas chesed. Right? We always favor chesed over gvura. We always favor the right over the left. We always favor, right? Chesed is supposed to overpower gvura in the world that we live in. That's why the Leviim, Alkena Leviim, Hema Misharsim Bavodasim Elevodas Kohanim. The Leviim are secondary. They're assistants to the Kohanim. Kadeshiyat Tigboras HaChasadim Al Gvura. So the chesed should always overpower gvura. Okay? Korach, being a Levi, decided, I want to be bigger than Aaron the Kohen. Why would he think that? So he was sort of right. Why? Because La'asi Lavo, the way that the world's going to work is that, yeah, we're going to work on a system where Gvura overpowers Chesed. Right? The way that Hashem wanted to create the world was that Midas HaDin should be the dominant power in the world. The world wasn't able to maintain it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was Shiteif Midas HaRachamim to make the world less. But the ideal is that what? We should be able to operate on a Gvura system, on a strict Din system, on a Beis Shammai system. That's why the Svarma Kedushim say that Lasid Lavo, now we pass like Beis Hillel because we're a bunch of wimps. That's the best we can handle. Lasid Lavo will be Zocha to live up to the Beis Shammai standard. So Korach was just a little bit ahead of his time. He's right in the sense that Levi is really greater than Kohen. That Gvur in many respects is a better, more ideal system than Chesed. But it's not a realistic system. Okay, and he quotes at the end of that paragraph from the Arizal, Tzadi Katamar Yifrach Yisofei Tevos Korach. Right, Korach is the tzaddik who will eventually sprout. It's not his time yet. We're not ready for Korach yet. But there will come a time when Korach will sprout. He says, so now when you have all these yisodos in place, you start to finally understand the answer to our question. Okay, just go to the top of the next column. Ulefi. Ulefi zeh. The B'nai Korach come along, what do they say? Lefnei Ephraim u'binyamin u'menasha. What's the order? What's the order? Ephraim, we said, is what? Is Tishrei. Binyamin is Kislev. Menashe is Cheshvan. So what's the order? It's in the order of the three Batei Mikdashos, right? Ephraim, Tishrei is Bayis Rishon. Binyamin is Bayis Sheni, Kislev, right? Hanukkah. And Menashe is Bayis Shlishi. Why are the Bnei Korach asking? Why are they doing Merames to the three Batei Mikdash? Why are they doing that? Because they understand that when the third Bais Mikdash comes, then what? Then the Bnei Korach will be correct. Then Korach will be correct. Then Levi will be bigger than, right? Then Levi will be bigger than Kohen. So that's Ora is Gevura Secha. Why are they asking for a Hesaurus of Gevura? Because Gevura is the system that we're going to operate on when Mashiach comes. Right now we're on the weaker system of Chesed. Hashem gives us handouts. And that's why L'cha Yeshua Salonu, that's going to be the salvation for us, Dafka, the B'nai Korach, when that comes. Okay, so this is the avod of Cheshvan. It's an Indian of the Beis Hamikdash. He says this is why it's the Chush HaReach. Just to conclude, why is it Chush HaReach? He says, well, by Mashiach, the Navi tells us in Yeshaya that the world is going to have a Reach, right? There's going to be a Reach of Yiras Hashem when Mashiach comes. You're going to be able to smell Mashiach. I saw just today, I was looking for it, I've seen it once before, a Sefer called Sichos Kodesh. So he brings down, it's by the Papa Rav from Montreal, things that he had heard from the earlier Papa Rav. So he says, I heard B'Shem the Yismach Moshe, that he was someone who was really Mekayim Be'emes She'achakalo B'chol Yom She'avo. Someone who really longed for Mashiach. Why? He said, the Yismach Moshe, any time he would hear a noise, he would jump and say, Mashiach here? Is Mashiach here? I remember seeing once in Orgad Aliyah, he brings down a story that there was another Rebbe who one time could smell, he thought he picked up on the scent of Mashiach. Right, which was the title we actually gave this year. Right, when Mashiach comes, there's a reach of Mashiach. The world's going to have this reach of Tara, of Kedusha. So that's why the month of Mar Cheshvan, we're longing for, you know, Bayis Shlishi. There's a reach. There's a smell in the air, a scent of Mashiach, and that's exactly what we're hoping for. And why dafka? Why smell such a kadosh thing? So he goes on to explain. Well, we're not going to do it inside now because it's late. But he says of all the things that were involved in the original chay, right? Of all the senses that were involved. Chava saw, Chava tasted, Chava listened to the Nachash, Chava touched the tree, right? The only one that was not touched or was not affected was the Chush HaReach. Smell maintains that purity, that you know, that ideal Mashiach level of being unaffected by sin, you know, at all. And he concludes, just go to the final page, on page 12, he says, that's why Mizet Tizbonin, the second paragraph on the right side, the final page. Mizet Tizbonin Gam Kein Sod HaBesam Motzei Shabbos. He says, if you understand this, you understand the secret of the Besam Motzei Shabbos. He doesn't elaborate it on it here. He says, I explained it elsewhere. Makom Acher Achtem Bezeh. Al Kein Be'ez Tikuno Shal Adam Rishon. When Adam Rishon, right, the root of the sin, gets its tikkun through Mashiach, Mashiach being a Gilgal of Adam. Adam stands for Adam David Mashiach. When Mashiach comes full circle and Adam gets its tikkun, b'mheira b'yameinu, it should happen now in our month, Cheshvan. A month again that's not so poor, not as poor as we think. It's Omar Mar. Ze'achush yeh lamala l'rosh v'herichu b'yiras Hashem. It should be a zman where we're able to smell the yiras Shemayim. Right, like Rav Sadok said, it's the zman of yiras, it's the zman of picking ourselves up from the nefila. V'az yitukan ha'olam l'gamri min zuhamas ha'nachash. And through that, ayidei melech ha'mashiach, Mashiach will rectify the Nachash, Mashiach being the same gematria as Nachash, 358. And he says, it's the same gematria as Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, is also gematria 358. So we're very close, you know, it's a very mesugaldika month. B'nai Sascha writes elsewhere in the Sefer Agra, the Pirka, that the Akrav, which we said is the symbol of the month, is gematria ben Yishai, right? Others bring down, I saw that that some bring down, that, you know, the month of Bull is Rashi Tevos Veshavu Banim Legvulam. So it's a very mesugal month for things to fall into place, for us to get back into who we're meant to be. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to live with these Torahs. It's a difficult month of Avoda. In Avoda Hashem, it's not a simple month. It's not going to be so fun. It's time to really buckle down and to work on Sur Meira and to work on, you know, Yiras Shemayim, to really long for the coming of Mashiach B'mheira B'yameinu. Shkayach.